The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
33 minutes after the hour, America, California is going to be washed out to sea if you believe local news today. And I simply do not believe that from the West Coast. I'm joined by John Dickerson, CBS News host of Face the Nation. John, if we're not here on Sunday, I'm sorry I didn't warn you, but the local news is a little alarmist about a storm headed our way.
Well, you know, I guess they pay only a smaller penalty for being alarmist than if they say it's going to be bright and sunny and everybody then gets caught in it.
Exactly.
They're playing the odds.
They're playing. No one ever remembers the storm watch you didn't have. John Dickerson, breaking news. Mike Dubke of Crossroads Media named White House Communications Director overnight. That if you say Crossroads, that means Crossroads PAC, which means Karl Rove, which means Mike Dubke is of the old GOP establishment. And a lot of Trump originals are upset with this. I think it's a good move showing a maturing White House. What do you think?
I think it could very well be a maturing White House. It could also be one of the things I hear again and again. I mean, they got a lot of slots to fill, and they are not filling. This position was hard to fill, and I heard the pitch they were making for it, and it was not always on the merits of serving the country. And it's hard to fill these slots. We've seen it's hard to fill the National Security Advisor slot. And so, which is not to take anything away from Mike Dubke. I'm just saying that you can't be a purist if you're a Trump loyalist. You're going to have to bring in people from the wider circle.
That's exactly it. And that's why I'm hoping he calls up Ambassador Bolton today and asks him to run the NSC. It will take John Bolton, who'd mastered bureaucratic infighting at state and at the UN and earlier at defense, about 2 days to reorganize and get that place working. But I don't know that the president's going to do that. He's going to Boeing today, visiting a plant in South Carolina that President Obama assiduously avoided for 8 years because it's not a union plant, right? Sending a message. And I keep trying to focus on the signal, not the noise of the press conference, the Gorsuch nomination, the Mattis comments in NATO. I actually think, and I wrote this in The Washington Post today, the media hand-wringing's getting to me, John. I think it's just too much alarmism.
I'm thinking that was a short trip for you, Hugh. I agree with you to a point. You're absolutely right. Focus on the big things. And then when I talk to Republicans on the Hill, that's what they do, right? They love a good rallying moment. But then I would include the Netanyahu press conference.
Yes, yes.
But so that's old. I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, a White House that spends every day talking about jobs and Boeing and Carrier and any of those other plants is doing just exactly what the president should do. I think that the problem is the Flynn matter. And, you know, when you have a press conference like yesterday, you would have liked to have heard somebody in somewhere in the Flynn saga say, you know, he had to resign because we don't lie to the American people. And just make it, and that's never been said. It's never been said in this whole thing about, you know, this is about giving misinformation to the American people about a not unimportant thing. And the culture of truth-telling that should be a part of a White House is not, you don't get that. You know, the president was loose about the Electoral College thing. He said that for months. Nobody stepped in to say, Mr. President, that's not right. Or they did, and it's just no big deal. So that's, and why does that matter? You know why it matters, because little shadings end up to be a big shading at the end. So,
but my frustration, John, is that for 8 years, I wanted the press to press President Obama on things like the JVs, the red line, leading from behind Aleppo, and they didn't. And in the first month, they're pressing Trump, and they're upset that he's not saying, you just said, I wish he would say this. He doesn't say things that Manhattan Beltway media elites want him to say. Instead, he says this. Let me play for you. I think the key line in the 77-minute press conference yesterday is this one, cut number 4.
Look, I want to see an honest press. When I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore.
John Dickerson, that's the key. The public doesn't believe you people anymore.
Well, here's the thing. So I don't, it's not my wish. I don't have any wishes. My point is, if you're going to make a case on honesty grounds and truthfulness grounds, if that's the turf on which you're going to hold your press conference and open your press conference, so we're talking about veracity here and the importance and necessity of that, then when it comes to veracity in your own backyard, to elide it completely seems inconsistent with the argument that you're making in the 77-minute press conference.
Well, he did. He made some incredible misstatements yesterday about, for example, the largest victory. And I just played Jake Tapper running through them. And it upsets people like you and me who are used to being held accountable for every word we say on the air, on this show, on your show. We're always, you know, if we get something wrong, we have to correct it. He never corrects anything that he says. And he says lots of wrong things. But that one comment, "they don't trust you anymore," is the summation of where we are in America, because I really do think Manhattan Beltway media elites have lost the country. They've lost it. There's just no confidence in, I'm not going to say us because I am neither in nor of the Beltway Manhattan media elite. I live in California still. But what do you think of that? Is it true?
Well, yes. I mean, yes, it's true. And it's not because of anything, obviously, Donald Trump did. The press did all that good work ruining its reputation on its own. And we can have a long conversation about what created that. Part of it, though, is what you mentioned about the local weather report, which is to say a lot of hysterical coverage about every little last thing that doesn't warrant it. Having said that, it doesn't mean, and it, in fact, it most explicitly does not mean that the press just throws out the standards.
Agree.
And one of the roles of the press is to make sure that the president, in the voice of the people, is telling the truth.
Agree. Who's on this weekend? Who's on Face the Nation?
We got Devin Nunes, so obviously at the center, at the House Intel Chairman Center of these investigations into leaks, but also into the Russia matter. And then Mike Morrell and Tom Donilon to just talk about leaks and Russia and national security.
Oh, I'm getting a bingo card with deep state on it. I'm hoping somebody... That's a great show. I love Mike Morrell. Tell him hello for me, please. And Devin Nunes is wondering where the leaks are coming from. Great show lined up, John Dickerson. I'll watch it on replay on Face the Nation later in the day. Thank you for joining us. John Dickerson is always very candid with me. So is Jake, so is Chuck. They are always very candid with me, and I always appreciate that.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.